This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, and of course, we give you tomorrow's news tonight right here on the radio show that emanates from my Salem Media Regroup, Tampa, right here, Florida, flagship station. And I'm sitting in the Moss Nissan Family Automotive Studio. Now, we send our signals out to great radio stations all across America via the GCN network and around the world as well through the Internet and the satellite. We thank everybody for you tuning in tonight, and we appreciate the honor that you give us by listening to us. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital, our ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for getting the job done and moving stuff where it needs to go from point A to B. Now, we want to give a special shout-out, of course, to our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, male and female, that are out there getting the job done right now, as well as our FedEx and our UPS drivers. You see them everywhere out there delivering the parcels that they have, as well as the bulk mail haulers, and that would be James, and that would be Felix, and that would be John out there doing that job, getting it done. We appreciate all you guys. And let's not forget the Amazon warehouse sorting the parcels that they have, as well as delivering them coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, our suicide jockeys play a very important part in everything, too, by delivering the gas, the diesel, and also getting in the mix with the jet fuel wherever it needs to go. And, of course, you can check us out on the Internet and other places. We're on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler, if that's back up again. We're on Getter. We're on True Social. And we're on Twitter, all as Captains America. That's Captains America, lowercase, all one word put together. And our website, of course, is the Captains America ThirdWatch.com. That would be the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And ahoy, mateys, because I've seen the light from the west. I've seen this individual. I know he's in his window looking out at us to the east. So, good morning, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
All right, good morning, Captain. Good morning, everybody.
Oh, yeah. And we got a big crowd up on the porch tonight. They're being fairly quiet. We don't have a lot to cheer for, but it's a good group. And we'll let them cheer. Okay, thank you, guys and gals. We appreciate them very much and what they bring to the program. We got a couple of hotels right out here, right next door to us. And each one has got these big areas where they people come out and they stand out there and look at the stars. You know what I mean?
That's right, yes.
All right, speaking of stars, how would you like to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Okay, here we go. I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible
with liberty and justice for all.
And, my bad, and we accentuate those two words, under God, because our great country was created on Judeo-Christian values, and we get it, we hope you get it, and a lot more people need to get it too, right?
Exactly right.
Boy, and how. Now, let's take a look here and see where we're going, because Megyn Kelly, remember her?
Oh, of course, yeah.
She was a longtime Fox girl, right, until somebody put their hands on her and gave her a little pat in the wrong place, and she said, that's it, I'm done. Out the door she went and never went back. Now, Megyn Kelly has warned Tucker that Fox is trying to destroy him.
Well, that's what she's saying, and I think she said this on her SiriusXM program, I believe, where she is saying that what's happening with Tucker Carlson right now is what she calls an orchestrated hit job, basically to smear him, in her opinion. She says that basically they're looking out to destroy him. It's not just the idea of trying to fire him or take him off the air or anything like that. It's actually to try to literally destroy him.
Yeah. I like Megyn Kelly, and I think she's pretty sharp. She's an attorney, besides being good-looking. But I really think that she sometimes is ahead of the curve on what she does, and she's right about what she's saying here.
Well, you know, she certainly can see from the inside, right? She's been in that whole organization before, and she actually called out some names and, again, her opinion about this having to do with the public relations department head, evidently no friend of Tucker Carlson, and as she said, the feeling really was not mutual there about, you know, getting along between those two, but she's definitely pulling no punches.
Well, the United States has released a report saying that 100,000 Russians have either been killed or injured in the first 5 months of this year.
How is it possible, Captain, that Vladimir Putin can try to weather that kind of those kinds of losses back home? I mean, that's a tragedy on a huge scale, isn't it? 100,000 people have died.
Well,
on the Russian side.
Yeah, yeah, we believe there's possibly that many Ukrainians too. All right,
right.
Hold the thought there, Mr. Kyle, and folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch as we go in search of Jeff. Jeff, where are you?
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless
America there, Mr. Jeff in Sarasota. He kind of choked on the end there. He was getting patriotic on us, but that's okay. He can do that anytime he wants. All right, folks, for this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by MyPillow. That's Mike Lindell and MyPillow. And if you haven't heard the news, he's got a whole bunch of sales over there, the MyPillow website. Just heard from Wally. Wally went over there and bought some stuff and saved a bunch of money, and he took advantage of the sales to buy one, get ones. He also took advantage of the $25 slippers they had over there, which I believe those have now gone away, and now it's gone up to $35 a pair for the different style new slippers. And there was nothing wrong with the older style. They were just upgrading them. And I get that. I thoroughly get that. So if you want to find out what's going on and how to save money and get some good products too, go over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. The promo code will be CAPTAIN all the time. And if you want to call them and talk to a live person, you can do that at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Give them a call and see what they can do for you, because you'll get a live voice. You'll get a live person to talk to and make it a personal experience extraordinaire. MyPillow.com. Always use the promo code CAPTAIN. It'll save you a bunch of money. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Seems to me we have an audio of somebody somewhere, don't we?
We do. We have the audio captain. This is going to be Sheriff Greg Capers, we understand, who was giving a press conference late last night about the apprehension of this illegal alien who came in. And we understand, too, I think had been deported at least a couple of times from what we understand. But the 38-year-old, of course, now.
I thought it was four times.
Yeah, it's quite quite significant,
yeah.
And of course he's suspected of killing five of his neighbors, including a young boy. And so here's what the sheriff had to say, Captain.
Good evening. I'm Sheriff Greg Capers, San Jacinto County Sheriff's Office, with great news. The suspect is in custody. I have just left Montgomery County Jail, where he was taken, and he has been magistrated. He now will be taken to my jail and where his new residence will be. I would like to thank the men behind me and the women behind me. They're not women here right now, but everybody played a very, very integral part in the arrest and capture of this coward. Everybody behind me.
So you get the idea, of course.
Yeah.
He's talking about all of the people that that participated, Captain, in this manhunt. Then the tips that came in, there were some 200 tips, we understand, but the suspect was arrested in pretty short order once those tips came in.
Yeah, and that's a great, great, great deal. And there was a special unit of the Border Patrol that got involved. They should get some kudos for this. You got that information, right?
That's right. It's called BORTAC. It's the Border Patrol Tactical Unit. They were formed back in 1984, and they do special operations. They're rapid deployment, and they operate also, Captain, not only in this country, but evidently in other countries as well.
Yep.
And they definitely are the go-to force that helps to augment the Border Patrol. Yes.
Yeah, and they did something in Uvalde, Texas, too, to take down that guy over there.
Yes, exactly. So this particular incident, Captain, is so egregious. It is absolutely, it points out the idea that people who come to this country illegally do something, you know, they get caught or they do something criminal, they get deported, but yet they find their way back in. In fact, some of the investigators were thinking the suspect could have been trying to make his way back to Mexico to hide. And as you mentioned before, he was caught about 25 miles away from this initial incident.
Yeah.
So it's possible he could have been trying to do that. But certainly the fact that he was on the American side meant it was only a matter of time that he was going to be found.
And, of course, they want to know if he had help and who helped him.
Well, that's right. And right now they're not saying if, in fact, any family or friends may have contributed in hiding him or helping him along. Now, of course, Captain, if they determine that, I can imagine they will do a lot more than just throw the book at them. It's going to be very, very bad.
Well, he was found hiding under laundry in a laundry room in a closet in a hamper, and that's where he was found hiding.
Wow. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
So somebody let him in the house.
Well, of course. Of course. And at least that's what it appears to be. And this investigation is far from over. And unfortunately, Captain, you know, there are five people who have been murdered because
of that young girl.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, but he'll never see the light of day again.
No, not at all.
No. Nope, not at all. You are right, and it's about time, so I can say. Okay, well, you know, we just talked about Megyn Kelly. Now, the attorney for Donald Trump says he will not testify in the defamation and battery civil trial that's up there against him.
Well, and that's a decision, of course, made by the counsel and their client, and you know, that's always a decision I think they have to make based on the circumstances or the atmosphere. It's not always one or the other, but in this particular case, that's what they believe will benefit him the most.
All right, let's go to the phone lines here real quick. Bag M and Bob, what's on your mind?
Yeah, as far as the people that come into this country illegally, when they catch somebody that's been come in and have committed a crime, they should then, they take pictures of all these people, they should then put into the facial recognition database, and so that way if they ever come back in, if they ever do any certain actions, such as going to government offices, applying for this or that, or just a lot of transportation spots like airlines or trains, that could pick them up. And anyway, that's my idea on some of the illegal aliens, what we need to do to stop these repeaters from coming in. All right, that's it, Cap.
All right, well, I do believe they do that, Kyle, but there's not along the border, except at the entrance points, the ports they call them, ports of entry. That's the only place where they have cameras that would pick them up. As far as generically at businesses and places like that, to my knowledge, they don't.
No, I mean, we all hear about, for example, I think the use of facial recognition in places like Las Vegas, you know, they know when you come in the casino, if you're a high roller, perhaps, or not, but it's definitely possible. I have a feeling, though, that it would have to go through some kind of challenge, because somebody would inevitably challenge it in terms of its legality. But what Batman and Bob's talking about is the idea of using technology to better find out those who have come back to this country who have no business being here because they've committed a crime.
Yeah, you're absolutely right in that respect. Absolutely 100% right. Okay, well, there's a GOP bill that has been proposed to seek to halt the Biden administration from electioneering.
Right. Well, but I wonder how far that's going to go. I mean, other than only because of what the makeup is in the Senate right now, of course. But generally speaking, a lot of these kinds of bills are put out there, I think, in order to raise awareness, because people will say, well, really, electioneering, how does that work? And what's going on? And so, yeah, I think it will do at least that.
Now, have you heard the latest on the Donald Trump unveiling the higher education reform in a new video? Have you seen that or heard that?
I have not seen the video, unfortunately. No.
All right, I can't wait to find out what's going on there, but a lot of people are excited about that, especially the ones that are going to get to see him soon at a rally in a backyard near them. Okay, hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're coming back with more bottom of the hour, where the stations get a chance to identify themselves and pay a few bills along the way. We'll be right back with more ourselves. Don't go anywhere.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce. I'm the Captain's America, Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. Writers are on strike, and that means you're going to miss new episodes of some of your favorite TV shows.
Late-night talk shows among the first to be impacted by the Writers Guild strike. Hosts Seth Meyers and Jimmy Fallon, however, both say they stand with the writers.
We have a lot of staff and crew that will be affected by this, you know, but, you know, they got to get a fair deal.
I also feel very strongly that what the writers are asking for is not unreasonable.
The last writer's strike back in 2007 lasted 100 days and cost the entertainment industry billions of dollars. I'm John Schaefer.
The U.S. Surgeon General is bringing attention to what's being called an epidemic of loneliness and isolation. Dr. Vivek Murthy released an advisory Tuesday saying a lack of connection in the U.S. is ramping up the chances for premature death for many Americans. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care .com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
Now, I will tell you this, folks. They are my podiatrist of choice. I've been going to them for several months. I had a problem, major problem, for 20 years. I was not able to get rid of it. They were able to help me, number one, get it under control. It took a while, but get it under control. And number two, they're now helping me treat what the problem is so it will go away, and I'll be able to function normally, at least when it comes to walking and not being in a lot of pain. Now, if you want to find out what I found out, advanced podiatry and wound care is available, first of all, by the telephone. You call them up at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. One more time, 727-896-4615. Call them up. Arrange an appointment. If you're going to be down here on business for a day or so and you're listening to me around the countryside, these people can help you. You don't have to come every day. So that's the way it works. They set it up so they put you on a regular treatment program once a week, once every 2 weeks, whatever. But they do works. It's that simple. It's just that simple. Advanced podiatry and wound care. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and good morning again, Mr. Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Now, I don't know what the Internal Revenue Service is thinking, but they have invested, according to the Inspector General, some $10 million in weapons, in ammunition, and combat gear. They've done it over the last few years, raising all kinds of red flags as some Republicans are voicing concerns, as well they should, about a militarized tax agency built for intimidation.
Well, one of the things that is being told about this is that the IRS is saying, well, you know, we deal with organized crime and drug and gang investigations. Therefore, you know, we need to have this kind of equipment and so forth, as it were. But the American public hears that and they ask the same question. You know, it used to be that, well, if you don't pay your taxes, you can be prosecuted. You can go to jail. That's for sure. And you could probably get your wages garnished, or you could probably have your assets seized and sold off, or you know, in order to pay the bill. But most people don't envision the idea that there would be an armed contingent that would show up at your front door demanding you pay your taxes. And so that's it's a perception problem extraordinaire here, isn't it?
Yeah. Normally they do it by mail.
That's right.
Certified letter.
Yeah, they don't call you on the phone. That's one of the things. It's like a scam, isn't it?
You
know, we're from the IRS, and they don't call you on the phone. They communicate with you in writing, yes.
So why are we hearing that Dr. Fauci and Ms. Weingarten are even in the news anymore? Why are they in the news?
Well, because evidently, again, their denials about COVID and so forth seem to be or being characterized as a slap in the face to parents.
Mm. And, of course, I would agree that is true.
Well, sure. Of course. Well, you know, there's so much, you know, about what was happening at that time. We know what Dr. Fauci said. You have an audio that we've played many, many times where Dr. Fauci says, you don't need to wear a mask. Why would you wear a mask? I mean,
yeah.
It's almost like it was a ridiculous nonsense.
Contradicts himself.
At first. That's right. But then all of a sudden he was Mr. Three Masks. You know, people see this thing. It's not lost on them. See, this
you need to get a mask for the slop and the grit and you need to get it for the... That stuff over here, and you, I need to get it for that. Jeez.
Give me a break.
Right. Yeah, but people see the ridiculousness of it, and they think that, you know, it's not lost on them. They don't think that, oh, my gosh, Fauci just, you know, saw the light about three masks. They thought this was ridiculous.
Now, it seems that in the last election, 50% of the voters voted early in 2022.
That's really interesting. And that does alter the dynamic of the election, doesn't it, Captain?
Yeah.
Because you get people to say, okay, my candidate is so-and-so, so I'm just going to vote for them literally no matter what. There is a core of voters that will do that. But when you go and you vote early, you cast your vote that far early, robs you of the ability to change your mind before Election Day, especially if there's something that comes out in the election that's a game changer, you know, and your vote's already cast. So voting early may be convenient, and I know that there's some people who would never change their vote no matter what, but especially for those all-important independents, you know, that they're the swing voters. And if they commit too early on, well, that just is going to change the whole dynamic of the election.
Now, this fool that ran for Congress that got elected to state legislature instead, up in, I believe it was Washington State, Zoe Zephyr, is that where she's at?
Right.
Okay, Zoe Zephyr, of course, is a well-known transvestite. And she went to a judge and was trying to get to where she could go back home in Montana, where she has a home. Now, if you go to Montana, you're obviously going to quit what you're doing, right?
Right.
Because you're not going to be eligible anymore, right?
Right.
So what was the purpose of her doing what she was doing?
Good question. Yeah, I think she would be a transgender, I think. Basically, that's her thing. But
okay.
That's a good question. I know that she's been banned out of being in the legislature for a time.
Wow. Now, a Utah judge also has delayed the implementation of the statewide abortion clinic ban for a while.
Yes, exactly. And it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. Because if that's been delayed, you can bet your bottom dollar it's going to continue to be litigated and appealed. And probably all the way again to the Supreme Court, and we'll see what happens there.
Okay, what do you think here? Should the U.S. prioritize continuing their combat and preparing for China or Russia?
You know, I hate to say, Captain, I would lean towards China, basically, because Russia is so occupied in Ukraine at this point. But in other words, I would lean a little bit towards China. But you also have to realize too that both Russia and China, their goals sort of start to dovetail if it's able to squeeze the United States. And so there'll be all kinds of other kinds of fronts of this, of the coming war, for lack of a better term, and that would be using computers, war in space. And all kinds of things that would be designed to keep the United States off balance by trying to do two different fronts at the same time.
Well, I think China's way out ahead of everybody else when it comes to that.
Well, sure. Now, Vladimir Putin, of course, can throw things into the game by using his tactical nuclear weapons or worse.
All righty, Mr. Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with a Trucker's Highway and Byway Report on a beautiful morning here in my neighborhood. I hope it is where you are, too. In the meantime, don't go anywhere. We'll be coming back right after this short break.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, folks, we're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. I am trying to bring something on the air here. Let's see if I can do it. It might work. It might not. It's an oldie but goodie. I mean, this song is like 40 years old, and I'm trying to bring it up if I can. But here we go.
Now here's Delbert.
Here we go. The Delbert McClinton night. Captain America Third Watch. for Clinton night here. That song is over 40 years old, but I'll tell you what, it's still popular, Kyle.
Yeah, it still sounds great, too.
Yeah, and amongst the dance, well, yeah, when you get it to play. Amongst the dance circles, it's very popular. You go to a lot of these different groups, and they like playing it. As a matter of fact, Aerosmith on their final tour coming up in September, that's one of the songs that they remastered, and I'm sure you'll hear that on their tour.
I'm sure you will.
All right.
Hopefully.
All right. Well, take it away. You got some weather out west. Let's hear about it.
Well, that's right, Captain. We're continuing to monitor some rain on the west coast on the west coast of California, of course, and that is through San Francisco down through San Jose. A lot of rain offshore in the Pacific Ocean, so likely a lot more of that's going to be coming in. Southern California looking for some rain as we move through the rest of this week, primarily on Thursday, it looks like. We've also got rain now that we were talking about last hour. This was north of Redding on Interstate 5 in Northern California. Some of that has dissipated off of Interstate 5, although there still is a little bit, but it's kind of moved northwestward up towards Crescent City and now is well over the border there with southern Oregon. And then Richard the Marine chiming in last hour from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon, saying he had rain and cold temperatures, so be careful up there. The snow we were telling you about coming off of I-80 coming out of Reno on the California side also looks like it's kind of moved a little bit. But you're still going to have snow over Interstate 80 from Truckee over to Soda Springs at this hour. So be careful of that. We still have a mix of rain and snow. This is going to be southeast of Carson City in Nevada. So be aware of that. And what we were talking about last hour in Cody, near Cody, seems to dissipate a little bit, moved a little bit northward, but hopefully won't be any kind of a big inconvenience for you there. And we still have a little bit of snow coming out of Denver on I-70, although that's also sort of dissipated on its radar stamp here on the radar map. So be careful out there.
All righty. Well, we've had a couple of changes over here to the east, so we'll start first with Texas, Central Texas. The fog is expanding in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, so you're getting a little bit of a wider area of fog. Be advised that going through Dallas, going through Fort Worth, north, south, east, west, you're going to be in it for about a 50-mile circumference, it looks like, right now. That is expanded maybe to 60 at the moment. Going down along the Gulf of Mexico, we do have some fog tonight. We'll start out Louisiana. Over there, Slidell, over into New Orleans, over into Lafayette. Then it skips over to the Texas border, Beaumont, Texas, Houston, Texas, down into Galveston, and then skip Jacks down towards the border, all the way down to Brownsville, Texas. Up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan tonight, we have some colder temperatures as well as some fog all across up through there, Upper Peninsula of Michigan, be advised. Driving is going to be interesting, to say the least. And then coming over here to the east in the Appalachian area, you're going to love this one. Looks like as if the mountains of southern Pennsylvania, coming up I-77, as well as going down through West Virginia on the West Virginia Toll Road, looks like as if you are going to get some snow. There's a winter weather advisory for some heavy snow to come down, and that's for all day today and into the night tonight. So wouldn't you love it, Kyle, the way that's working out?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, then we got some fog to skip Jackson, eastern coast from Nova Scotia down to Jersey, and then you pick it up again south of Jersey. We've got some gale warnings tonight with some offshore winds and some high waves. Probably some small craft advisories all the way from Virginia on down to Georgia, down to Savannah. And we just had a weather advisory posted for Florida as well as the east coast of Florida and up through the central part of Georgia
for some, looks like it's going to be some unseasonably warm temperatures and a fire weather hazard as well. So be careful if you're over in that area. It's going to be a warm one, and it's not going to get any better for you.
Exactly, yes.
All right, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J, sir.
Folks, go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Find out how you can download the My Rewards Plus app, start getting great offers, start saving money, start earning points, and start being able to reserve things like showers and parking spaces and earn bonus points for that. Simply go to pilotflyingj.com.
And how do we hear your show?
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Yep, almost forgot. See that?
All right.
Pilot Fly J
again. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. All right, we will talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And don't forget, you can go over to his website, KyleWarrenShow.com, find out more about what's going on. In the meantime, we're going to drift on up here to the telephone line, and we should have on the line right now Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Is that you?
It's me. Good morning.
Okay. They caught the guy down there in Texas, the Border Patrol, and one of their elite units was involved in it. Apparently, they've been tracking this guy for a while. They just didn't quite have enough to close in until yesterday when he got a tip, and they used that tip, and bingo, there he was.
Yeah, the tip came in about 5:15 into the FBI tip line. And it's 6:37, they got him. So it appears that he was hiding out in a extended family member's home. And that one's going to be kind of interesting. But I think in Texas they have the death penalty, too. So
they do.
Mm-hmm.
They do. And if they find that this family did help him out, he was hiding in a laundry room, apparently, underneath a bunch of laundry.
They were hiding in a closet underneath some clothes, yes.
Yeah, they threw some stuff on top of him or whatever. But anyway, it is what it is. Hold that thought. Thank God they got him. We'll be right back with more. We're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And if you have any comments or questions you want to ask, 877-969-8600. That's the number to call. In the meantime, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.